For those of us who grew up watching the 60s cartoon classic The Jetsons, it's looking as though the future might have finally arrived. A New Zealand aviation company has just raised $27 million on the Australian share market to further develop the first personalised jetpack that would have military, commercial and recreational uses. Using 200 horsepower petrol engines, the Martin jetpack can fly as high as 1,000 metres, stay in the air for 30 minutes and carry a 120-kilo payload. Plus, someone brave enough to strap it on. Martin Aircraft Chief Executive Peter Coker spoke with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, the jetpack is actually something that people have been dreaming about for years. It is something like the Jetsons or something like that. So here we are now moving towards the commercialization of the jetpack. So it's not just for the individual. Our primary audience to start with is the first responder, which is fire, police, ambulance, water security and search and rescue, including natural disaster recovery people.
It all sounds rather futuristic, something like science fiction, but you're saying the future is almost here. People might soon be flying around in strap-on personalised jetpacks in a couple of years' time.
Yes, it's flying around. It's flying around with people. It's flying around unmanned as well. And I think we are absolutely there. It'll be a little time before we have one for the personal jetpack, purely because we're actually targeting a different audience and a different customer to start with.
How much does a single jetpack cost? It's certainly not a cheap transport solution, especially for people who might be struggling to buy a new car like a Ford or a Holden.
So we're targeting around about $200,000 US for the first responder market, but we see that coming down certainly for the individual jetpack and the recreational jetpack to about $150,000 US in the future.
So would a jetpack be in demand by wealthy individuals? And I understand you have been getting a lot of interest from people in China who have money to spend.
Yeah, I think, you know, around the world, it's not just China that the people looking at this and saying, yes, we'd love one. We have a lot of pre-orders already in terms for individual jetpacks, but I think, you know, it's going to be used for all sorts of different reasons. And I think the individuals with some money will clearly look at this and say, this is something I need to have.
Do you see a jetpack as something like a status symbol?
Well, it could be, but actually we also look at it and saying, hey, this could be something like a motorbike in the sky in the future for third-dimensional travel.
These jetpacks can be flown both manned and unmanned. So far you've been using test dummies up as far as 1,000 metres, but when could a real person go up that high safely?
Well, first thing is we are flying manned and unmanned in testing, so we fly just with dummies and we also fly with real people. Once we go up to beyond about sort of, you know, 20-30 meters, we're going to need a parachute. A parachute gets integrated in the next 6 months or so. That'll make it the safest aircraft probably in the world.
Has anyone had to use the parachute yet?
No, not yet. No, we look at reliability as really, really key to this. It's a very safe aircraft. So we don't have any problems with that.
And speaking of safety, presumably an owner or a pilot would need to be licensed.
Yes, it's registered as a microlight aircraft in the New Zealand Civil Aviation Authority. So at this stage, the pilot needs to have a microlight license to fly the aircraft.
So how soon before people are flying around city streets in jetpacks, or maybe I'm taking one to work in the morning?
Yeah, and I think this is something in the future when you look at the dream. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be that too far before we actually see people flying around with a jetpack going to work.
Martin Aircraft's Chief Executive Peter Coker with our business editor, Peter Ryan.